just love the Lord. I just love him. Yes, am I on? I can hear an echo. Can you guys hear me? Is it on? Okay. Is it on? Let me put it higher. Okay, thank you. Oh, okay, that's the way it goes. All right. Has to be higher. Okay. I'm stuck back here now, so. So, God is wonderful. He's an awesome God, and there's nobody greater. There's nobody like him. I feel sorry for those who don't know him, because I don't see how you can make it in this world without him. I'm just so glad. I'm so glad I wasn't stiff-necked, and well, a little bit I was. We were stiff-necked and hard-headed a little bit, but God broke through all of that. And I'm just grateful. I'm going to sing a song to you this morning. I always like to sing a song before I teach, speak. I've been doing it for years, and he always is so faithful to give me a song. And like I have a cousin named Dorothy too. She lives down south, and she said, "Girl, you trying to sing too?" I said, "I thought I could sing." She said, "No, you trying." I don't know if that was an excursion or what. And she's in Memphis, Tennessee, but she goes on the website and she listens to my message. God is faithful. And I'm going to try to sing. Oh, Lord. There's a voice calling me from an old rock. Tree and it whispers, draw closer to me, leave this world far behind. There's a new place to find. Okay. Okay, I must prove I can't sing. Okay, I'm going to start it over, okay? There's a voice calling me from an old rugged tree, and it whispers, draw closer to me. This world far behind, there are new heights to climb, a new faith in me we'll find, for whatever it takes to draw closer to you, Lord. That's what I'll be willing to do, and whatever it takes to be more like you, Lord. That's what I'll be willing to do. Take the dearest thing from me, if that's how it must be, to draw me closer to you. Let the disappointment come. Lonely days without the sun. If through sorrows more like you I'll become. I'll trade sunshine for rain, comfort for pain. That's what I'll be willing to do. For whatever it takes for my will to break, Lord, that's what I'll be willing to do. That's what I'll be willing to do. Amen. In the name of that song, whatever it takes, you know. Sometimes, whatever it takes. God is good. And God is faithful. The voice calling me, there's a voice calling you. But in the midst of that voice, can I ask you, whose voice are you listening to? Okay. And let me ask you, are we listening to to God? Do we truly listen to him, you know? No, he is still speaking, and we must be ready to hear him. We must be ready to hear God and whatever he has to say. We need to be ready to hear him. And he is speaking, but are we listening, you see? Are we following the words, or are we following the voices of other people? Psalm 38:2, it says, I will instruct thee and teach thee you in the way which thou shalt go. He says, I will guide thee with my eyes. You see, hear the Lord, he is speaking. But if you bring it to today's language, he is saying, I will give you the very best advice. I will give you the very best counsel. You see, observe. That means he's watching us to see whether or not we will do what he instructs us to do. You see, his Holy Spirit and his word will direct us, it will lead us, it will guide us, and it will keep us. But it has to be our choice. It has to be our choice to listen to his voice. You see, he doesn't want us confused. He doesn't want us ignorant. He doesn't want us the mule and the horse with no understanding, you see. And the loudest voice in our ear, it should be the Lord Jesus Christ, you see. Because God has made it clear whose voice we should be listening to. Over in John 10, there's a couple of scriptures, and it says that the sheep, it recognizes the voice of the shepherd. Why? For he calls. He calls his own by name. He leads us out. We belong to him, you see. And he's bought us with his blood, you see. The sheep, we recognize his voice. He calls us by name. We follow him. You know, how do we follow him? Or we follow him willingly. He doesn't have, he should not have to. Come on! You see, my mother used to have to do that to me when I was a teenager growing up. Oh, you smelling yourself. Get over here. He shouldn't have to do that to us, you see. We should follow him willingly. We know his voice. And we should not follow no strangers. He knows our voice. And we shouldn't follow a stranger. How many of us follow strangers? You know, whose voice are you listening to? You see, your choice starts. Now, as women, we tend to listen to many voices. We have the, what is it called? The social media and the television. Oh, my God. It's a mess now. The radio, I call it the good, the bad, and the ugly, because there are some good things come on there. But we have the social media, the television, the radio, our friends, our neighbors, our relatives. We hear many voices. We hear voices of discouragement, and we hear voices of encouragement, and we even have the audacity, we even have the boldness to listen to some of our friends' voice, listen to some of our lost friends' voice when we what? When we're desperate. Sometimes we get desperate in life and things that we want to do, and we know what the Word of God says, but we want to figure it out because we want to do this thing. Let me ask you, do you think that their advice is higher than God's truth? Or do we think that their advice is higher than God's truth, or do we think that their advice is better than God's truth, you see? And we know it sounds nothing like the Savior's counsel. And we know it sounds nothing like the Savior's advice. And we listen to it. We listen to it so much that we become disquiet on the inside. We become, disturbed on the inside. We become confused. And then you know what? It takes a longer time to hear God's plan. Our lives, because we're so sizzled on the inside. You don't know which way to go. We don't know which way to turn. I know what the Bible says, but my best friend, and especially if it's a man, and we know he lost, but the Bible says, be ye not unequally yoked. Oh my, he's so fine, and he makes me feel so good, and he whispers sweet nothing in my ears. What am I gonna do? And your friend come along and tell you, well, child, just do it and see what happens. See what I'm saying? Higher than God. That's not higher than God's advice. That's lower. As a matter of fact, it's the enemy. But we want to be so satisfied within ourselves, you see. And we listen to their advice. We listen to their advice. Inside, confused, doubtful, takes a longer time to hear God's plan for our lives. Why does that take a longer time? Because we are listening to the wrong advice. You see, the world is what we hear. See, the world is what calls us. Whenever God speaks, we should be swift to hear him, to hear his voice. To doubt his word is to call him a liar, you see, and incline his wrath. To doubt his word, we inclining his wrath, meaning to make him angry, but yet that is what Israel did in the wilderness. They doubted God's presence, they doubted God's word, and in the midst of them, maybe 600,000 people, or maybe a million people, they died in the wilderness because they didn't want to hear God's voice. They didn't want to obey his voice. Why? Because they were listening to their own voices. Listening to wanting to do their own thing, and they wanted to go their own way. God's people, God's children. Who that sound like? I'm not going to say. Who does that sound like? You see, they walk by sight, and they did not walk by faith. But what about us? Put your thinking. When I was doing Sunday school, I always tell the Sunday school kids, put your thinking cap on and just think for a minute. Who does that sound like? You see? Do we walk by faith or do we walk by sight? You see, to bless God, we need to be walking by faith, you see. Whose voice are we listening to, you see, that stops us from making our choice to serve and to worship God?
your thing, you see. The thing is, whose voice are you listening to? The subject matter is your choice starts now. Choice means carefully selected. It's the opportunity to choose. And there's quality of choices, such as right, wrong, good, bad, and evil. And can I say to you this morning, not to offend you, but whether you are lost or you are saved here today, you make your choices to get to where you are in life today by the voices that you have listened to and the choices that you have made way back when. The choices you made way back when, the voices you listened to have you right here where you are today. Right here where you are today. See, the voices you listen to, can I tell you, ladies, that's the one that's going to shape you. The voice you listen to. See, the Bible tells us there are many voices. In 1 Corinthians 14:10, the Bible tells us that there are many voices and there are many, many messages in the world, you see. And the voices you listen to, ladies, they will lead you somewhere. The voices you listen to, they will lead you somewhere. The voices you listen to, it will shape your life. It will determine the course, meaning the path of your life and the quality of your life. You see, the Bible is full of stories about people who followed the wrong voices, missed God's blessing, and ruined their lives. Until they repent. Turn with me to James 3. James 3, verse 13. Now, let me tell you, wisdom in Proverbs is a voice. So I'm going to say the voice, okay? And one of these verses, we know wisdom in Proverbs is a voice sometimes, right? Okay. Yeah, I'm not want you to think I'm taking you from the Word of God. Okay, it says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works and his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your heart, glory not and lie not against the truth. Why not? Listen. This wisdom, this voice. You see, this voice descendeth not from above, but it is earthly, it is sensual, and it is devilish. See, this voice will cause you to make the wrong choices in life because it is earthly, it is sensual, it is devilish, comes from below, and the results are evil living, confusion, rebellion, rivalry, jealousy, bitterness, envy, contention. You see, these voices is a spirit and it comes from Satan. See, he's the one that causes us to live wrong and be in confusion. And sometimes it's us. We can't blame everything on the enemy. You see, but he goes, you know what the Bible says about him? The Bible says that he goes to and fro on the earth. It is earthly, it says. It is sensual, it's devilish, it's earthly. The earth is Satan's domain. He goes to and fro on it, seeking who he may devour. But he can't devour you, who he may. What does that mean? We got a choice. He can devour us only if we let him devour us. He can't do nothing that God does not allow him to do. And just maybe my thought, God is tempting us to see if we're going to do what we're supposed to do. Because Satan has a lot of domain, but he can't do no more than your heavenly Father allows him to do. You see, it is sensual, it's devilish. It is of the enemy who goes to and fro, seeking who he may devour. And it also is full of people who follow the right voices and make the right choices, you see. And you know what happened to these people who follow God's voice, make right choices. The Bible says that they're overcome with blessing. Drop right down there in 17. It says, but the wisdom, the voice, here's a voice here. Wisdom is a voice, but the voice that is from above is first pure, then peaceably, gentle, easy to entreat, full of mercy, good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. You see. This voice is from God. It promotes peace, ending in what? Righteousness. Ending in what? Righteousness. Ending in what? Righteous living. You see. And it also causes us to be overcome with blessings. Turn with me to Deuteronomy 28, 1 to 2. If you can't, you don't have to turn. Deuteronomy 28, 1 through 2. I'm going to be all over the place. I might not be able to finish, but, I'll do what I can do. Are you listening? 28, 1 and 2. It says, it shall come to pass, listen now, it shall come to pass if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God, he will set thee on high above all the nations on the earth. If we will set out to do his commandments, be obedient to him, he will set us high above all the nations on the earth. You know what that means? You obey God, God will give you favor. He will give you favor. A lot of people say, I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. But are they blessed and highly favored? Are they keeping God's commandments? Are they listening to his? I'm not judging anyone. I'm just saying, are they blessed and highly favored? Because I would not give to God, don't cost me nothing. It costs something to be blessed and highly favored of God. See, it costs us something. And here's the mercy here. Where am I at? It should come to pass that thou shalt hearken diligently. You know what hearken means? Hearken, it means more than to listen. Hearken means to change. Hearken means to do something different. If I'm hearkening, I say I'm going to do it, I'm going to get up and I'm going to do it. Why? Because I want to change. I want to do something different. Why? Because I want to please the Lord. The Lord Jesus said he did all those, and I'm talking about being perfect. I know we're not perfect. He did all those things that please his Father, but we should be willing. We should be willing to do all those things that's pleasing to our Father. Amen. Because when he came and he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross with us, that was no junk. We didn't feel the pain. Jesus felt the pain. All I got to do is just bow my head and say, Lord God, be merciful to me, a sinner. But it was so much harder for the Lord Jesus Christ. He took the pain. He took the plan. See what I'm saying? It was Jesus. Hearken. Trying to hurry up. Means more to listen than listen. It means to make a change. It says in verse 2, now listen, I love this. I love it. And all these blessings shall come on thee. Listen. And what overtake thee? What if thou shalt hearken? Make a change. Do something different. Do what you say that you're going to do. Hearken what? Unto the voice of the Lord thy God. And all these blessings here are for us spiritually. If we would just hearken. You see? If we would just listen. You see? And the first blessing, I believe, is salvation. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see, your choice, it starts now. And can I ask you, whose voice are you listening to? Turn with me to Joshua 1:9. right next to her. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant command thee. Turn not from it to the right hand, nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous. Then thou shalt have good success. Have not I command thee, be strong and of a good courage? Have I command thee, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God, he is with thee whithersoever thou goest. You see, he is telling Joshua, he expects for him to see, he expects to see something different in his life. But once we hear the word of God, he expects to see something different in our lives. You see, he expects to see faithfulness in Joshua's life. He expects to see faithfulness in our lives. He expects for us to read the word, to study the word, to apply the word. All those things is listening, what is listening to his voice, because this is the only way to be successful and to be prosperous, is to listen to his voice. If Joshua obeys him, God will bless him. If he disobeys him, he can't count on his blessings. If we obey God, God will bless us. If we disobey God, we cannot count on his blessings. We can't count on his blessings. So what's Joshua's choice? He put a choice out to Joshua. 24:15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom ye will serve. Whether the gods which are thy fathers served, that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land ye dwell, but they were dwelling in the land, but he still wanted them to serve him. But as for me and my house, what does it say? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. You see, what's the choice, Joshua? Joshua was saying, no matter what the circumstances are, in my house, we will serve the Lord. And no matter who dies, and I'm not making light of death. Death is heavy. No matter who dies, we're going to serve the Lord. Or I might have to stop and cry in the road sometimes, you see. I might have a broken heart sometimes, but me and my house, we will serve the Lord. No matter what sickness overtake my body, me and my family, we will serve the Lord. That's what Joshua was saying. No matter what my children do, we will serve the Lord. We're going to serve the Lord. If my children get grown, decide to not serve the Lord, me and Mrs. Joshua, we're going to serve the Lord. And then if Miss Joshua gets foolish and decides that she doesn't want to serve the Lord anymore, what does he say? He said, I will serve the Lord. So, but in the midst of all the good times, in the midst of all the bad times, Joshua said he was going to serve the Lord. See, who are we serving today? God. There were idol gods in the land, but Joshua didn't serve the idol gods. There are idol gods in the land today. Who are you going to serve? You want to serve God, or you want to serve an idol God? See? That thing or that person standing between an idol God, stand between you and God. Who are you going to serve today? You want to serve God, or are you going to serve an idol God? An idol God could be your sin. So I don't know what your sin is, and you don't know what mine is. But I know we're not perfect. I know we sin sometimes. We don't sin, we don't practice it, but we do mess up sometimes because the flesh is weak. And when we mess up, do we repent? Do we go back home, God? Or do we stay in the mess? See, Joshua wasn't the only one who listened to God. Mary, Jesus' mother, she listened to God. Turn with me to John chapter 2. Oh, 2 verse 1. And the third day, there was a marriage in Canaan of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And both Jesus was called and his disciples to the marriage. And when they wanted wine, the mother of Jesus said unto him, they have no wine. She went to Jesus, they have no wine. And Jesus saith unto her, woman, what have I to do with thee? My hour is not yet come. But listen to this. I love this verse. His mother saith unto the servants, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. You see, she listened to God's voice. She obeyed God's voice. She made right choices. You see, she proved to be a woman of after God's own heart. See, now, what kind of women are we today? You see, what kind of women are we today? You see? Need a few minutes to think about it. Are we turning people to God? You see? They went to Mary. Maybe she was the wedding coordinator. I don't know. But they went to Mary and told her that they had no wine. And what did she say? She went to Jesus and told him. And she said, whatsoever he saith unto you, do it. You see, she turned them from Jesus. She turned them from her to where? To Jesus. She didn't say, well, now maybe if we could go outside and get some mud and make some clay pot. She didn't say that. What did she do? She immediately turned them to Jesus. Are we turning people to Jesus? Are we turning people to Jesus when they have their problems, you see? If you're listening to the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't have a problem, because if you're listening to him, you will immediately turn that person to Jesus. Immediately, you would turn that person to Jesus. Who are you turning people to in your lives? You see, Joshua and Mary, they listened to the right voices and they made right choices. Are we listening to the right voices, the Word of God? Are we all making right choices? Turn with me to 1 Kings. I'm going to linger here just a few minutes and then I'll be done. First Kings. First Kings chapter 18. You see, Elijah was a prophet of God who listened to God's voice. He obeyed God's voice. And Elijah, he made the right choices. See, he was not afraid to stand up to King Ahab. He was not afraid to stand up to King Ahab and to speak for the Lord. When we have every opportunity to speak for the Lord, do we do it? Do we do it? You see, he blamed King Ahab face to face. He went right in his face. He went right to him. And he told him that it was his fault because the drought was on the land. His fault because it did not rain 3.5 years. His fault because it did not have vegetation. You see? Why? Because they were serving Baal, an idol god. They brought the Baal worship. King Ahab brought the Baal worship into Israel along with God's worship. It was like a mixture now. They had a choice. They had a choice. If they want to worship God, it's all right. If they want to worship Baal, it's all right. But was that all right? Is that what God said? Ahab had led the people to worship Baal and the idol gods. They could have chose to worship and to serve God. Were they not God's people? I guess they were God's people. Are we not God's people? Yes, we are God's people. They could have chose to worship God, but they didn't. They knew God was a jealous God. Exodus 20, I think it is. It says that he is a jealous God. And God wanted them to worship him only. But you know what? I guess they forgot, or maybe they just didn't want to. I haven't figured out which one it was. Maybe they just didn't want to. Maybe they wanted their own way, you see. And maybe they wanted to do their own thing. Do we forget sometimes? Think about it. Do we forget sometimes? Is it just that we don't care? Or is it just that we want our own way? Want our own way. So Elijah placed a challenge before the people. Now, who does this sound like? We just got through talking about him. Joshua. Elijah was saying, this is a repeat of Joshua's challenge. Choose you this day whom you will serve, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Israel had to make a decision between Baal and Jehovah. Elijah was saying, follow the Lord God with your whole heart. Some of us, we want to give God a half of our heart. You want to follow him? This side of the heart want to follow him. If we could split it, it would be like this side of the heart wants to follow him. This side of the heart wants to follow the world because we want our idol gods. I don't know what your idol god is. We want our sin. I don't know what your sin is. It's a half-hearted worship. A half-hearted worship. But God wants all of our heart. And he's not going to accept a half-hearted worship. Not yet. Here. Verse 21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? If the Lord be God, then follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people, they answered him not a word. They could not make up their mind. He came, God sent him to tell them, who are you going to worship? Who are you going to serve? You have to make a decision. The people, they said nothing. They didn't say anything at all. Let me get back into my scriptures. See, I don't wanna get lost. Okay, in 21. And Elijah came unto all the people and said, how long halt ye between two opinions? Two opinions. If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal be God, then follow him. But they couldn't make up their minds. They were halted. And that's just like, I won't say us, that's just like some of us today, okay? I'll be kind. Just like some of God's children. Just like some of God's children. We're halted. We don't know who we want to serve. You see? Why? Because we got that one ear open, the other, this is God's ear. And the other ear is the world is calling. The world is calling. We don't want to let go of our sins. We don't want to let go of our idol gods. And they had to make a decision. They had to make up their minds. And you know why? Because I think the problem is we're content. We are content to go to church on Wednesdays, on Sundays. And then we want to live like the world the rest of the week, you see. The rest of the week, if we want to live like the world, we have what? We have no power. from God, and we have no fire from God. You see, why? Because we don't want to give up our sins. We don't want, and I'm saying we, okay? I'm included here, not just you. We don't want to give up our sins. We don't want to give up our idol gods, okay? Now, you don't want to give up your sins. And you don't want to give up your idol gods. But collectively, it's we. We. You want to serve him half-heartedly, you see. And you know what, ladies? And maybe it is not sin. You know, maybe it could be something real good that God blessed you with. God gave it to you, but you cling to it so hard. You cleave to it so much. You toss God aside, and you're cleaving, and you're clinging to that good thing that God has given to you. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but you're cleaving to it, and you're clinging to it, you know. And you have allowed it. You have allowed it. I'm saying, you made your choice for it to come between you and God. That's what you chose. I don't know what it is now. I'm not going to pretend to know what it is. You don't know what mine is. So, you allowed it to come between you and God. See, the Israelites, they were worshiping the gods of the land, listening to the gods of the land, you worshiping the gods of the land. If you're not worshiping the one and true only living God. You see, you're worshiping idol gods if you're not worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ. I asked you this morning, who are you worshiping? Now, Elijah, he had to make a point. He told them they need to make a choice. Here's what they did. I'm almost done here. Then said Elijah unto the people, in verse 20, unto the people, okay, 23. But let them therefore give us a bullock, and let them choose one bullock for themselves. Cut it in pieces and lay it on the wood and put no fire, and I will dress the other bullock and lay it on the wood and put it on the fire and call on the name of the Lord our God. And I will call on the name of the Lord, and the God that answered by fire, let him be God. And all the people answered and said, it is well. So they cut the bullock in pieces, they dressed the bullock prepared the altar, and dropping down to 26. And they took the bullock which was given them, and they dressed it. They called on the name of the Lord. 27, and it came to pass at noon that Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud, for maybe he is asleep and not listening. Okay, they cried aloud. They cut themselves after the manner with the knives, with the lashes, till the blood gush out of them. They were in a tizzy. They were in a tizzy trying to get their God to answer, to hear his voice, praying to their idol gods, you see. Wanting him to be God. Wanting him to send the fire, you see. That's so much like us. Remember I was talking about us listening to our lost friends. But we want what we want. You see, that's like us. And you know what, ladies? Don't get mad with me, but it's okay if you do. But you know what? This is a picture of us. It's a picture of us. We don't cut ourselves, but when we get all upset, thinking things is not going right, because we know, don't we know God's voice? Don't we know his voice when we hear it? You can't sit here and say you don't know God's voice. You can't sit here and say you do not know the word of God, because this is an excellent Bible teaching church. You cannot say that. But that is like us. We don't cut ourselves, don't let our blood gush, but you know what happens? We get so confused, so dizzy, trying to work it out. What happens? Blood pressure goes up. Your blood pressure goes up. Now, and we don't know what to do. We know what? We act like we don't know what to do. You see, it's a picture of us when we're serving other gods. So you see, serving other gods has got us just God is just crazy. Because what have we done? We're putting ourselves out. You know what we're doing? Trying to please other people. You know what we're doing? We're putting the word of God out of our lives. You know what we're doing? We're putting prayer out of our lives. We're halt and we're lame. And the Bible says it. I'm not saying it. The Bible says they were halt and they were lame. Halt means lame. Halt means confused. They were confused. They wanted to serve God in one ear. They wanted to serve God in one ear, and they wanted to serve the idol gods in one ear. You see, half a heart with the world, half a heart with your idol God. You don't serve him with your whole heart because you're afraid he might ask you to do something that you don't want to do. You see, let's get real. You were afraid. When I first got saved, I knew God wanted me to do certain things. I was so afraid. It took me years to surrender my life to God. Years. I said, Lord, I thought we would have to go to Africa. We didn't want to go to Africa. You see. Oh, no. I said, Lord, the church we come from always had missionaries coming through, and they always need help. I said, Lord, if we got to go to Africa, you got to come sit on this bed and tell me I got to go to Africa. Me and my husband, I got to go to Africa to be missionaries. You see, we don't want to because we fear him. We're afraid. We don't want to give it up. You see, and I said we, okay? I said, when? We're so scary. He gonna ask us to do something that we don't wanna do, and I'm gonna quit. We don't wanna do. Don't you know, if he asks you to do anything, he's your backup. He got your back. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Is not that what he said? You're not going to go alone. Wherever he sends you, he's going to go with you. You see, that was our fear. We thought he was going to send us to a foreign country somewhere. a long time to surrender to God. We were scary. Yeah, we were scared. We didn't want to leave Rochester, New York. Lord, I'll go across the street. I'll go down the street. I'll even go up on Joseph Avenue. But Lord, I don't want to go to Africa. And those are my people. But yet and still, I didn't want to go. I'm watching too much TV, I guess. I don't know. You see. We are afraid. You see, whose voice are we listening to? You know, what choices are we making? It's just like us. This is just like us. And I'm almost done here. Then the father, okay, they cut the bullocks. Okay. And Elijah prayed in 37. He says, "Hear me, O Lord, hear me. Let this people may know that thou art the God, the Lord God, and that thou hast turned their hearts back again." You know what? So Elijah prays. Elijah gets it together, and what? He prays. He didn't have to hop around. He didn't have to cry with a loud voice, "Oh, God! Oh, God!" And what happened? He didn't have to cut himself. His blood pressure all worked up. He didn't have to do that. What happened, ladies? The fire came down. The fire came down. What a blessing that was. Whose voice are you listening to, ladies? Are you listening to the voice of the enemy who goes to and fro, seeking who he may, I'm not done, but I'm going to stop here. I think my time is up. But seeking who he may devour. Again, ladies, he cannot devour you if you don't let him devour you. You have to be willing to be devoured. What's your idol, God, here? Maybe you made your choice a long time ago. Maybe you made your choice a long time ago to serve God, but you and to listen to his voice, you know. But you got clouded. You got clouded in your life. You got clouded in your mind by the circumstances. See, you're living on your circumstances now. You're living in, I call it backwards now. You're living backwards and you're stuck now, thinking about your circumstances and instead of thinking about God, how good he's been to you, how he's loved on you, how he's taken care of you and your family. We was going down south in that car, and that other car came over on our side, and we almost collided. You remember that, girl? The car stopped just right there. Ain't God good. But now, you forgot about it. You're not thinking, you're not remembering when. Remember when. That's how you care not listening to God's voice. Read your Bible, pray, tithe, go to church, tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ. Then that's the voice of God that you should be listening to. Those are the choices that you should be listening to. If you're here today and you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you can get saved. God wants to save you. He wants to take you to heaven with him because nicely as I can tell you, kindly as I can tell you, there is a hell. And kindly, nicely as I can tell you, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, the minute you close your eyes, hell will be your home. See, that's the enemy grabbing, got a hold on you. He wants to take you to hell. Why don't you pray? If you don't know the Lord as your Savior, you never prayed and asked the Lord to be your Savior. You can pray right now. Just pray like this. Repeat after me. So, Lord God, I thank you so much for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for me. I thank you so much for shedding your precious blood that I might be free to live a godly life down here and come to heaven to be with you when I breathe my last breath. And right now, Lord, because I desire you, because I want to be with you, right now, Lord, I ask you to come into my heart and save me. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for saving me. That prayer didn't save you, but what saved you was your desire to really know the Lord. And if you're here and you're saved and you've been listening to the wrong voices, you know what you got to do? You got to repent. It's like the person that wasn't saved, repent. You got to repent. You got to hearken. You got to change your mind. You got to do something different. And the mind changed and you're doing something different, realizing that you're a sinner. Repent. Turn around from the way you've been living and ask the Lord to come into your heart and say, and I'm done. I pray it blessed your heart.